we went on hiring blitz. We hired, I think, 40 teachers this year. We went crazy. It was great. And just fabulous to see the interest in JPS. Listen, if you think, you know, you go back and you go, okay, back to 2019 when you had kindergartners, right? Mm-hmm. So they didn't really get a full kindergarten year. They didn't get a traditional first grade year. These kids are in second grade, and they've not completed a full year of school yet. It's in a traditional sense, it's tough for a lot of kids. And so a lot of, you know, how do we do school again? And our teachers are excited to have kids back in class. I know our parents are thrilled to have their kids back in class, and we are as well. You know, JPS is just you know, it's a great day to be a Viking when we could bring kids in.
Well, talking about the kids coming in, there are certain people that live in a geographic area that went into a brand new, shiny, fresh school smelling building this year.
Yeah, actually, we had a couple of them. Cascades Elementary, obviously, that one's open. That is a gorgeous, gorgeous facility. And so if you're a parent out there and you're looking for, you know, where do I want to send my kid, come take a look at this. This is state of the art. It's the newest elementary school in the county, and the first time we've been able to build a new building since 1969.
It's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. And then he had a second new build.
Yeah. John R. Lewis came online. And remember that John R. Lewis was the former Lincoln Elementary School. That was closed back in like 1992. So it's been closed for almost 30 years. And we opened that building, or rather reopened that building. And I was looking, you know, can we get about 80 to 100 kids? And we're sitting at about 130 right now. So we've exceeded my expectations in the first year. And my guess is it's only going to grow. And